It is. Okay. It's now 1:30 p.m., the 29th of June. Judge Brannick is not here today, so I'm sitting in as a senior commissioner. He's going around with Texas Park and Wildlife U.S. Parks and Wildlife exec. And at this time, we have the invocation by Commissioner Arnold from Precinct 1, the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Weaver from Precinct 2.
Let us pray. Our gracious Father, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We also seek the forgiveness of our sins and strength to avoid future temptations. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I am assuming, since we got the Honorable District Attorney here, we don't need anyone in the seat, I assume.
I will be filling the role until she arrives.
Okay, then. All right, then. That's fair. With that, I don't know if Miss Annie Roy is here. She's not here, so okay, then. We will start the agenda off as appropriate. On the purchasing, A, consider and approve awarding, execute, receiving, file, accepting of office of term contract for trash and biochemical waste container service for Jefferson County with Republic Service Incorporated and Excel Medical Waste Disposal, as shown in Attachment A. This contract will be effective August 1st, 2015. B, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for temporary canteen meals catering disaster / emergency for Jefferson County with Conning Kitchen LLC for the first additional renewal from July the 6th, 2015 to July the 5th, 2016. C, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with Lamar Company for billboards for Jefferson County Emergency Management. This contract is for $3,000 per month with a contract term from July the 1st, 2015 through October the 31st, 2015. This contract will be funded solely by grant funds. Can I get a motion on those items? Got a motion and second. Motion by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Community service. Consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Betty J. Morton for 23 years of dedicated service as residential supervisor for the Jefferson County Adult Probation Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well on her retirement. Can I get a motion on that item? A motion is second. Second. Motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed unanimous. Under the county auditor, A, consider and approve budget transfer of general service additional costs for termination pay. It's $184,000. B, consider and approve budget transfer district clerk additional costs for supply $2,500. C, consider and approve budget transfer 252nd District Court additional cost for postage $3,500. And before I read these off, we will void check number 409163, and then I'll read the numbers involved from that regular county bills. Check number 408920 through, excluding the void, through 409166. Can I get a motion to accept these? Got a motion by Commissioner Weaver, a second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye. Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. From the County Commissioners, A, considering possibly approve a resolution regarding establishing a veterans hospital from Orange County. We will have a speaker to that in a second. B, receive and file execute tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Golden Pass Product LLC for Train 2 and Train 3 of the overall expansion project for Sabine Pass, Texas, pursuant to Section 312.401 Texas Tax Code. Can I get a motion on those items? And second. All in favor of the motion, say aye. Any opposed? If you don't mind, the gentleman here, Mr. Sean, would you come up and speak to this resolution, please?
Thank you, Commissioner Alford, and thank you, Commissioners, for letting me speak to you today. I'm here on behalf of Commissioner Burton Owen of Orange County, who's assisting me in facilitating and obtaining resolutions from neighboring counties as we move forward in asking the VA hospital or VA administration to consider a VA inpatient care service in Orange County, and I'll get to the reason why. Orange County has had inpatient services for many years, probably dating back to the establishment of Chemical Row in Orange County and the need by the plant managers or desire by the plant managers of that time to begin having an inpatient hospital there. Over the years, it has changed hands, and lastly, the owner currently is Baptist of Southeast Texas that has a facility here. We refer to our hospital as Baptist Orange Hospital. Because of medical, the medical business and the medical field, they have had to make choices in serving the needs of the Orange County residents, and recently they had to close the inpatient services there at Baptist Orange Hospital. This provided an opportune time for the county stakeholders, both elected and appointed officials, as well as local business owners and some physicians in Orange County, to start meeting to try to find alternative uses, but also alternative address the alternative needs in the county. And the four components that we're currently working on is one, outpatient care, and two, indigent care, three, inpatient care, and the last one is the VA component because of how they've changed the operations there at Baptist Orange Hospital. Now, our Congressman Babin, which is in a neighboring district to y'all's, has been very helpful in establishing communication between the county itself and the Veteran Affairs Group. As a follow-up to a recent conference call that Congressman Babin did for us, the committee has gotten together and decided that one of the purposes for the use of purposes for the future use of the building is to have it considered for a VA inpatient service area. Now, I want to stress that no negotiations have occurred between any parties in the county and Baptist of Southeast Texas, although I personally discussed this endeavor that we're going on to the administrators at the hospital, and they're open to this idea, but I do want you to understand there has not been any negotiations at this point. As you know, with many of the veterans you have living here in Jefferson County and the many veterans in Orange County and our surrounding neighbor counties, this is an opportune time to make this kind of a consideration. Knowing that our two closest facilities for inpatient care is one in Houston, Texas, and two in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, your support today on this resolution does not include any type of financial commitment from the county, nor are we asking for that at this time. All we're asking for is to show the support in this area for the idea and the effort of consideration. What we'll do is, as a group, is package all these resolutions together that we're collecting, along with letters from the business leaders in Orange County, and we'll put it in a packet and forward it to the VA section in Houston, as long as with our state and federal elected officials. But I do want to stress that I thank the court for its consideration. I'll answer any questions that you may have concerning this.
Open to the court for any questions.
Sean, as a veteran myself, I think this is an important initiative, and I appreciate the efforts that Orange County and the city has put towards this.
And hopefully this will become a reality for to help serve the many veterans in this region. So thank you.
Thank you.
Sean, I would say this is a pleasure. I know quite a number of vets, and I know that they have to travel to Houston. And that, if that cut down on their time, and I know Dora Mill Post run a van every week to bring vets over there. So if that would cut down, it would benefit local. We of course support this wholeheartedly because of that fact.
Thank you, Commissioner.
We appreciate you coming to speak to us. Thank you.
I appreciate the court.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're at the Sheriff's Department now. A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mary Catherine Presley for 32 years of dedicated service as a warrant supervisor for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wish her well in her retirement. B, consider and possibly adopt the resolution recognizing Ms. Annie L. Roy for 8 years of dedicated service as a correction officer for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, and wish her well in her retirement. And I get a motion on those two items. A motion by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimous. We're at the DA's office. Consider and adopt the resolution reallocation budget salary funds for five attorneys and investigator at the district attorney's office. You want to speak to this, either one, Pat, or we can't have the DA speaking now since he's sitting in up here.
I guess Patrick. A correction on that should be four attorneys.
Three attorneys
and investigator. Yeah, we're changing four positions. Yeah, four attorney positions and scratch the investigator. So it should say, consider and approve reallocation of budgeted salary funds of four attorneys in the criminal district attorney's office.
If we're dropping.
Okay. Are we keeping Corey's old position there? It's open for a motion. Motion and second. Any discussion? I think that I have to say something, and I believe that the DA's office needs to bring forward how much money this county is going to save with this, because, as you know, I've sitting around here probably longer than everybody, and Pat, you know how it is in the family. When you do something, there's also some repercussions behind it, right, Carrie? Is this normal way we do things? But make sure. Because what I don't want to do is put this court in a position where down the line we have to justify things that we have done in the past. That's why I want you to come up and visit with it.
You are correct, Commissioner, that in the past when we've made changes to positions outside the budgetary process or during the budget hearings for the next year, those reorganizations or reallocations, whatever you want to call it, have been approved by the court, as to the best of my recollection, when there's been a significant savings of money to the county. And that's what you were asking about, I think. I'm not real sure exactly how this boils down. So these are unclassified positions, however, I will say that. And that is a little bit of a difference to what we may have done in the past.
It appears there's a decrease from the position number two. So there is a decrease, a savings, if you will, from that first position there on the page that you received. Go ahead. Pat, why don't you outline that?
I'm not sure my memory is exactly the same. Maybe I misunderstood. Over the last year when Corey Crenshaw came as district attorney, he reclassified attorneys' positions and their salaries on several different occasions, which is approved by your court on several different occasions. The reason being he did that, and now we have a new district attorney, he's doing somewhat of the same thing. The reason he's doing that is he's also reclassifying what they're doing. Like some of the duties that Corey was doing is now going to be done by another person. To compensate that person, they need to pay that person for the additional responsibilities. It's something that's been done on several times. It has no cost to the taxpayers, because what we're doing is we're reducing one person's salary and then redistributing that savings to several different other attorneys' positions. It will result in a savings to your court and to the Jefferson County for this budget year, because as a result, we're estimating y'all save about $28,000 to $30,000 between now and October 1st. So there will be a savings as far as, because that money will not be used, and so therefore it will go back to Jefferson County, if that makes sense.
But Corey's position is still present in the budget.
It will,
so
but no one's...
you can come back afterwards and hire someone in that position.
That is exactly our intent to hire, it is our intent to hire a person in there.
But at a decreased
salary.
Decreased amount, that's where we're getting the savings.
Right.
Correct?
That is correct. We're lowering the salary amount of that particular salary position, and the amount that we lowered it, we're just taking that small amount of money and putting it in three other different attorneys' positions, spots. It's the same thing we did, you know, I think, you know, 3 months ago, and we did it several times over the last year, and I'm hopeful, what I told Commissioner Alford, I'm hopeful that once we have a new district attorney, once he gets satisfied with where everything is and what he's done, then that you won't hear from us again, except on, you know, during a budget time, except in the hallway and saying, hey.
And that's what I asked District Attorney Ward the Mayor. Last year when we met prior to you getting the position after you won, and the changes in the budget, are there any requests in the budget? Because the problem I'm having with this, and I'm not even trying to begrudge your attorneys of what y'all do.
Yes, sir.
But we have, Kerry, how many employees do we have in the county? About 1,100 employees. And the only thing, and I want to make it very clear, because I've made it clear several times when I argue for raises for the employees, that it also looks hypocritical, because I get a raise when the employees get a raise, but I was born into that. That's not something, you know, and we deserve as much money as we're making, probably more. But it kind of, the problem I'm having is that I understand y'all deserve a raise and you're doing more work, but every employee in this county is doing more work. I mean, we ask them to do more for less, and I think that the chair has said that we may have a tight budget this year. So I understand you're reallocating, but you're still giving raises.
Well,
now, I can take a Caterpillar and not audit this year and get employees raises, but I got to go through HR to do it.
It's what we've done is we're reclassifying what those attorneys are doing. As a result of reclassifying, I mean, you take somebody, an example is if you take a misdemeanor attorney and suddenly ask him to do capital murder, under what you're saying is that we shouldn't give him any money. I disagree with that respectfully, but I do think if... You know, because you put in somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, the consequences of that are very dire. And so that's what we're trying to make sure is that because we got a lot of serious problems here.
Right, and I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, if you can take your budget and reallocate it, let's ask every department and elected official to do the same thing to make sure we'll give employees a raise, is what I'm saying. I agree with you. This can go right along with Commissioner Williams, Commissioner Alford. Ms. Gidry giving raises too. Let's reallocate some funding. There's no more funding. So without increasing our budget, let's do that.
Well,
but let's find a way to do it with employees, because right now I'm hearing employees won't get a raise, and I'm saying it publicly because it's been written, it's been whispered. I have a problem with that, and I understand you're doing more work, but I promise you, my guys are doing, I got two employees in front of Kerry now that I asked to get more money, and I had to give them a breakdown of why they need more money. So I understand. I'm not saying you don't deserve it, and I'm not even trying. You know, I know you say you disagree with me. I'm agreeing with you, but I'm agreeing that all the employees need a raise.
I hear what you said. It's actually even a little bit more complicated than that, because part of the changes that were made last year was a decrease in some of the salary positions, and this is an effort to try to return some of those back to those original positions.
Yeah, but it was an increase of $625,000.
No, that's the overall budget, which included additional. All right,
which is still the bottom line, is what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm talking about the particular salary positions and all. And this, we had an opportunity to do this. We're not costing the county any more money, and we're in fact saving the county a certain amount of money until the budget year, and perhaps after that.
And I understand that also, and we only lack 20 days. How many days before budget?
Our plan is to have something in July 20.
So maybe 20 days, roughly. And I'm just saying, what's the rush? Let's go through budget. If it's deemed, let's do it in during budget. Is all I'm saying. I want to make it very clear. I'm not saying they don't deserve it. Kathleen is doing extra work for us. I mean, not because I requested it, but I'm saying, you know, I don't want to get into where I don't think you deserve it. I mean, I do think you deserve it. The attorney work is hard, but so is road building and, you know, and clerking and different things like that. And that's where my point. I want to make it clear on that point.
May I speak on that?
Yes, sir.
When Corey Crenshaw, who left today to go be the county court at law judge, we're simply moving people into new positions where they should receive the pay of the new position, not of the old position. So we're moving people up. It's like a promotion. You can't get a, you know, and so that's what we're doing. We're moving them into different slots. That's why it distinguishes it from just reallocating money. We're putting them in new positions.
You know, and the way I look at this, I'd ask the commissioners to try to look at this perspective. I understand what you're saying, Commissioner, because obviously if you're taking money savings from a different line item that is not personnel and then moving that over to the personnel side, then it starts getting difficult and challenging because you're taking money from a different line item. But what I'm looking at here is these are line items in personnel with those positions. They're not moving them from another line item to personnel, if that makes sense. It's still within personnel and you still have a savings. So that's where
the big difference is our classification system. These are non-classified positions. And our classified positions are virtually 99% of all the employees in the county. There, other than the attorneys, what other?
That's essentially it.
That's it, right?
There's a few more, but that's essentially.
And outside the classification, you know, project or scheme, being an unclassified employee does put them in a different category for consideration for their salaries.
I understand, and I totally respect that. I'm gonna answer that by saying a loaf of bread for a classified individual and a loaf of bread for an unclassified individual is the same price. Mr. Swain, so have you looked at this? Will there be an increase or savings? I'm gonna ask you point blank.
Well, right now they're just reallocating they're taking 19,000. 590, reducing that position and spreading it to those other spots. Now, I think if there's one going to be open for the remainder of the year, then there will be savings generated by that. But to go back to some of the debate, we've done this before. And part of that, and what Kerry touched upon and what Commissioner Arnold touched upon, was these are unclassified positions. If they're part of the classification compensation system, which is other than that, the union contract, you know, there's very few, but that's something we made a long time ago, the decision to have the attorneys and the investigators in the DA's office as part of non-classified. That was requested by.
And
that's why we're able to do this.
I totally understand that. I totally understand that, but it's the same position we put ourselves in when we do budget deliberation. Is that's when we deliberate whether or not unclassified people get raises. It's the same. So I understand the classified and unclassified. I'm pretty sharp on that. So it is a savings until the end of the budget cycle.
If they're keeping that one of the
if they're keeping it open.
I cannot imagine us filling the unoccupied position no any earlier than September 1. I don't even think there's a possibility. And it may be October 1 before we can fill it. So there is definitely going to be a savings to the county, not only from the allocation of the new positions, but also the unfilled spot. I mean, I'd love to have it filled by September 1, but I can't tell you I can get that done.
So that 19,000 will, 19,500, I round it off, 20,000 would not be a savings after September 1st, October 1st, once you hire that, someone in that position.
I anticipate there would be a minimum of about $30,000 savings to the county.
Even when you fill that position?
Even when I fill that position.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dead.
You've got a motion and you got a second. What's the pleasure of the court?
Aye.
Motion passed. The positions are filled. I'll say this, Mr. DA, at the end of the at the budget hearing, which we will be having, I hope that Kerry and Patrick bring this court more information so they can see from that standpoint. But we got it.
I also hope that this court would take serious employees' position as unclassified people that have to pay tuition, bread prices, gasoline prices, regardless of where we get the money from. We don't want to increase the budget. We don't want to have a decrease in, what's the word I'm looking for, where we, our reserves. But we do need to take that serious, guys, just like everybody need. The attorneys need raises, so does the employees. And I'm not saying this to grandstand. If you check my record as a city councilman, as a coach, as an administrator, I believe that people that cost the bread, cost the same for classified as unclassified. And I want to make that clear. So it's not begrudging the DA's office. I don't want to even get into that. But I just want to make sure. I'm having employees ask me, are we getting raises? I hear we're not getting raises. Well, I tell them we're looking bad. Now we're doing this, that where people are getting raised, even though it's in the same line item, as Commissioner Weaver explained, it's still a raise, guys. And people need, it's hard times out here. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Is there any other business come before the court that we don't have to vote on? Court is adjourned.
Commissioner?
Oh, yes, sir.
Don't we have a holiday? That's this week, right? Never mind.
Yeah, Friday.
Also, we have lunch in the park in Port Arthur Sub Courthouse from 11 to 1. The band Jag will be playing. You have to buy your own lunch, Luby's, Subway, barbecue. It's a nice atmosphere. I'm inviting everyone. Deb has helped me get that pawn into one of the best attractions in Southeast Texas. Deb, I thank you. We have koi fish in there now, this big, and almost too many plants thanks to the Buddhist temple. But please come out Wednesday from 11 to 1. Sit back, bring your lawn chair. If you're off, you can probably bring you some suds, but let's put them in a cup. Thank you.
Yeah, have a blessed week.